And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, it's Saturday again. We're gloating out.
Yeah.
We've already been to like 5 garage sales before we even started.
Yeah.
I went to one yesterday on my bike in my neighborhood with Colleen.
Oh, yeah, Colleen.
And I got I have 6 of my top 7 double albums now that I got Exile on Main Street. Now the only double album that I have to get to have my favorite double albums is Physical Graffiti, which is going to be hard.
You can do it!
I mean, it's easy to get if you want to spend a shitload of money, which I absolutely do not. But I got a whole bunch of weird-ass records today.
Yeah, we started off at an estate sale that was in a plaza.
Yeah,
or as they like to say around here locally, the plaza.
Yeah, it wasn't an estate. It's a lie. It's all the leftover. It's an estate sale company.
Right. And selling off stuff.
Yeah, just stick the rest of their stuff out. We were in there at half. It was half price, so that was nice. And it could be a waste of time, but they usually have some good stuff in there. And I got saved by this lady because I was eyeballing this big book of old maps of Monroe County, beautiful old maps, and some of them pages of giant photographs and stuff. And it would have been $75, and like I'm like,
oh, these aren't. Oh, I guess they don't.
But some lady bought it ahead of me, and that saved my ass.
I just bought a big stack of comics.
This looks all gross. Yeah.
But they're all the Moon Knights, 1 through 27, of the David Finch. And they're all bagged and boarded. They're pretty cool. I like them.
It was funny. You were that old lady who was taking your thing, you're like, complete set, blah, blah, blah. Her brain did not register. Like,
Taking my ticket?
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to her. She's like, well, how many are there? And they all commons. And I'm like, yeah, you see, this is the full, like, 1 through 27 here. See, 1 through 27.
Nothing marked. Yeah, no, I finally got Superman the movie on DVD.
Oh, good.
And she was like, so this is a video game? I'm like, no, it's a DVD. And she goes, so that's... And I'm like, a movie. It's a movie.
Right.
And that box set of Gene Autry that I ended up putting back because it was missing a CD, she was having a real hard time figuring out what that was. I'm like, it's music. And she's like, what do you mean it's music? I'm like, there's CDs in here, see? And I'm like, it's a box set.
Yeah. It was kind of strange because she was older.
Yeah.
That's an interesting house. Facing a road with solar panels.
With a boat that basically looked like a fish face. I like that boat. It had a face on it.
And it's basically taking up half the yard.
Yes. Well, as it... Showing their priorities.
Priorities! All right, well, we are tooling. We are tooling in East IRQ.
Yeah, I got this 60s record. I can't remember the name of the band, but it was an all-black, like, 60s, like, soul or doo-wop-looking band. But the name of the... And they were all dressed as cowboys, and it said, Cowboys to Girls. It was the name of the album. No idea what the hell is going on with that. And another one that just says Earth Opera. List of songs, not who in it. Maybe the band is called Earth Opera, or I don't know. I got some like one called Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Right. And then I got that other garage sale. we've got the Simpsons chess game.
Oh yeah, the 3D chess.
And it is complete. I checked. Then I also got a Pac-Man board game.
Which I saw that.
That looked pretty cool. I bought the classic Star Wars Han Solo and Chewie 1,000-piece puzzle from 1978.
Oh, those go for a good. Those go. That's gonna be a good one.
I asked him. I was like, "Is this complete?" He just go like, "Really?
You gotta put it together. You gotta put it together." I mean, and those ones are a tough complete because, like, they were owned by a 13-year-old kid at some point. But if it's complete, yeah, those go for a pretty penny, or at least they used to.
And then I got like 6 or 7 Marx figures from the 60s, cheap plastic ones. But I got a couple Cowboys and Indians ones, but they're kind of weird because they're not like 6-inch and they're not two, they're like 3 inch.
Yeah, they're weird.
And then I got, the guy was really into like, what do you want to call it? Like the deep space, not deep space, but the underwater scuba outfits from back in the...
Yeah, the diving bell.
The diving, yeah, with like the big head.
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff. Well, I got some of those figures. So, that's kind of cool. Not too bad. So.
Anyway, we've been going to all these quirky little garage sales. Johnny Bueno just made out like a bandit at this place.
You think so?
Yeah. Are you kidding? So, you know, how many labels do you, how many wrappers do you think are in there?
Well, ones that are worth money versus ones that are just in there. Ones that are worth money, I'd probably say about 20. How many labels are actually in there? About 300.
Right, but the ones that aren't worth anything, you could sell those 10 at a time.
Or sell them for 50 at a time, for that matter.
50 a time for $5 or whatever, right. You know, and the rest of them will like $100, $200, you know,
yeah.
if they're $4 or $5 a piece.
Yeah, so
and once you get home and really dig through it, you'll be able to determine better, I'm sure.
And I actually know people that do cleans and pressings and shit like that. They actually do it because I got like probably 5 Mutant Ninja Turtle wax wrappers and about 10 Simpson ones. Those are the ones that are worth money. I'm not sure about the Elvis ones. There's at least 2 or 3 Aliens ones.
The Aliens ones I think will be pretty good, if not really good.
But that's about it, from what I could tell, what I can see. So, so that's only like 18. But if I get $5, I mean, I spent $20 on the whole box.
Right.
And if I get
you're going to get $100 out of that box,
yeah.
By hook or by crook. But at least at the bottom. Okay, I thought that guy was just beating on his car, but he's breaking up his ice.
And while he's done breaking up his ice, maybe he could jack up his pants. We don't have to
look at that. Yeah,
it's what the boxers are.
Hey, dude, you got any crack? Could have fooled me.
Hey, Phil. Phil McCracken.
Hey. So I got Johnny Bueno was kind enough to he grabbed it first, but I got a Dinosaurs Attack set. One of my favorite card sets of all time.
Yeah, I got a set of that last year. I think I sold for $15 at the comic show.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and that's that actually you did really good on that because that usually, like, it doesn't go for as much as you'd think it would because the it gets confused with the Mars Attacks cards, which are worth a, you know, fortune. There's a whole bunch on either side of the street in this area. But I see what you're doing here.
What am I doing?
I cutting over here, and then we got all, they're all in here. There's a bunch of shit here. I got a weird set of cards of the Francis Ford Coppola Dracula.
That's cool.
They were three for five. I don't know if they're complete. They were just sort of loose. I had to get them to rubber band them for me.
I got a couple of DC sets from the 90s card sets. I'm willing to take the gamble for less than $2 a pack. And they're complete. They were sealed.
I got a...
And then that... What was that wacky set that I got? It was like...
My wacky set was Growing Pains.
No, you got a Growing Pains set?
Yes.
Come on, Coach. Okay, are you going to pull this out for me? That's what she said! I can't freaking reach it while I'm driving.
It's okay.
No, that set that I got is kind of wacky.
Yeah. They can't see it, though, so you can just tell them about it.
Hey, there we go.
You don't have to show it to them because they can't see it. Yeah. Unless you're all, like, tripping on acid right now, and you're like, I can see the stuff you're buying at the garage sales,
what
man.
What was that thing that you slipped to me earlier?
That was a Manuka honey square. That's more like brain food. That's, like, yeah, it's, well, different kind of brain food.
Brain
food. I got a whole box full of singles of old jazz musicians in the card. They're like
did
singles,
you see a
but they're the
sale?
Nice.
I did not see a garage sale.
I mean, maybe down there's sort of a little cul-de-sac down there, but maybe I don't know.
Is it a cul-de-sac?
It's sort of more like a dead end you can turn around in, but it looks like there's like two or three houses in there, but none of them have a garage sale on them, apparently.
Like a cul-de-sac.
But then again, we were talking through here, and you're trying to dig something out of the back seat, so we could have missed it.
You could hear it the whole time, and it's great. It makes for great content, I must admit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the next day, the GoFundMe for our doctor's bill comes from our deadly car accident where we... Because he didn't mention Johnny Bueno's going about 90 miles an hour right now while he's doing this. Just turning a corner. Oh, almost hit that poor pigeon.
That doesn't go together, poor and pigeon. Except for the pigeon that...
All right. I did not know I was riding in a car with a bird racist, but okay, dude. You and your Hitler philosophy on your superior. Oh no, I saw them. They're everywhere now. They're everywhere. Everybody's got giant skeletons standing outside of their houses now. And I mean, what are we talking? We're like 9 months off from four months. No, 9 months off from the last Halloween. I'm saying that guy's been up for like the last 9 months, if not the last like 3 years. But if I honestly, if I had a 15 foot skeleton, I would leave it in my front yard.
I'd maybe leave it outside, like the front door, like the back door or something, for people that want.
Or sneaking around in your backyard. But what else did I get? I got those jazz records. They're kind of nice. They're in the cardboard sleeves, and they're really nicely printed and pretty. And there's a sign for the Lion Garage sale.
Well, that's the one we just went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here is an actual garage sale.
We went to this one.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. Okay, that's the one. Yeah. And that reminds me. I also got a bunch of photographic plates of Gerald Ford for 50 cents a piece because I can't resist. It doesn't take up much space. And I sense an art project in the future. I do not sense an eBay project. What are you trying to find?
Those cards. I've stopped.
All right, guys, take a good look at these cards.
They're not even in the bag.
Examine them well.
They're not even in the bag.
Oh, my God.
They're over here.
We almost ended up in a... Oh, the Rad Dudes.
Rad Dudes. What is up? Snowboard Sean.
They look like... It looks like the cheapest... It looks like a sort of like... Garbage Pail Kids.
Don't make me mad.
Except they're not funny. They're not like distorted. They're just a picture of a drawing of a guy snowboarding.
They're like the next step from trading card evolution to what would eventually become pods.
This is some cheap ass weird shit. Like Cannonball Corey at least has a little bit of, like, Beavis and Butthead to him.
Totally.
But it's like, this is like, these are like pictures someone did in, like, MS Paint or something, you know? It's gonna be an interesting to find out
what the story is. I did not look those up on my phone.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see what the story is with those.
Quit your jibber jabber.
No, I will not quit my jibber jabber, Mr. T. And I invite you to make me quit my jibber jabber, Mr. T. Because I am on a Manuka Honey's Tootsie Roll Square.
And you're really old and frail.
That's right. That means I don't care. Guess who's older than me, Mr. T?
Damn straight. Wow. Got some traffic here.
Jesus Christ, look at that chimney there, dude. It looks like a normal chimney. Look at that. It's just like this gigundous chimney attached to a little tiny house. It literally is twice the height of the house. What the fuck is going on there?
More than twice the height of the house.
Yeah, it's really...
That's like a 25-foot chimney.
That was a double take where I was just like, oh, a chimney. Wait, what is... Why? Why? Something's going on there. Maybe this is a... Maybe it's like a pigeon Auschwitz. For people like you.
Me?
Yeah, pigeon haters. Pigeon shit talker. You talking shit on the pigeons.
I could have sworn I mentioned this before, but when I was working in college down at the lake, there was a bunch of kids that would have to peel the onions to make the homemade onion rings. And they'd each have a bag of onions that they would have to peel as part of their job.
Mm-hmm.
While wearing a paper hat, of course.
Yeah.
And, while it was nice out in the summer, they'd go out in the back behind the prep area just to peel the onions because it's easier on the eyes, of course.
Yeah, you got some airflow.
And this place was so old school that they incinerated their garbage. And when they incinerated the garbage, they used the heat from the incinerator and pumped it back into the restaurant. While these kids, not the brightest bulbs, and they freaking got annoyed with this pigeon.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, they threw the pigeon, they tempted the pigeon into the incinerator and freaking turned on the incinerator.
And then filled the restaurant with burning pigeons.
Yeah, that was, luckily, there wasn't a lot of people in the store.
You'd go to jail for that these days.
Yeah.
You would go to jail for that, for sure.
This was the earlier, like, 1991.
Right. No. That, in from the 90s back, that was comedy.
Yeah, that was, like, I think they call that hijinks.
Yeah. Like, kids got up to all sorts of animal cruelty that people... almost took as, like, other little kids would take as comedy, and you know, obviously we've all learned that it meant actually more like serial killer in training.
I mean, in high school there was the legend, folk legend, about someone putting their cat in the microwave.
There's cats in the microwave. There was one person who, like, he was rumored to hate cats, and if he caught your cat in his yard, he would bury it up to its neck and then run over it with his lawnmower. That was, and
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, that takes some serious creativity.
But that was like that, like, kids were laughing about that in the playground and stuff. When we, oh, garage sale. All right. Well, I'm hate to tear you apart, tear
don't
you away
make
from.
Me mad.
hate to tear you out of this great conversation, but we got a garage sale to go to. We'll be back.
Thank God.
Jesus Christ. Animal cruelty in garage sale gloat. Alright. That was another interesting little garage sale.
Yeah, it was.
Johnny Bueno and I each got a couple sets of weird, not tarot cards, though.
I got tarot cards.
You got tarot cards?
Yeah, they were tarot cards.
I've got resonance. Most of them were oracle cards, which I'm guessing maybe tarot. I don't think tarot is, like, copyrighted, but they're obviously trying to differentiate themselves. So I've got resonance oracle cards, which look kind of cool in a neat little box. Then I've got soul cards in a handmade leather pouch that are also really weird. And I got a book on gardening there. And the one thing that I've been looking for the house that, like, my roommate tells me that I finally got a funnel. I probably should get some different size funnels if I see some more.
Yeah, because there's different types. There's ones with a thin nose. There's thumbs with a wide nose.
This one is just a little one, but it's sort of an expandable, like, rubber one, and it's kind of neat. And then I also it was in a 50-cent box, and I rounded that off with, like, a measuring cup with a juicer inside of it, with a strainer, so you can strain the juice into the measuring cup. And we've been grinding up a lot of limes lately at our house and oranges for juice.
We did strawberries. So, Sue's been making sorbet.
Mmm.
With coconut milk.
Well, now it's like I'm wondering if ice cream makers are still going to be at garage sales all the time, because all the ice cream, have you noticed that all the ice cream has turned into shit?
Yeah.
It's A, not being called ice cream anymore because it's, like, mostly, like, oils and gums.
Yeah.
So it becomes like Cool Whip. It becomes weird, which actually is delicious, but it's not ice cream.
Yeah, it leaves this weird film in your mouth, too.
Yes, yes. Like an oily...
Right, like you just ate a candle or a crayon.
Yes.
Not that I've ever done that, but you know what I'm saying.
Mister, you don't want to drink candle wax, do you? Or do I?
Did I just miss that sale? I think we just missed that sale.
I think we might have. That's the one that's been memeing that it has the what is it, Cuervo guys? Like, I don't often blah, 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 but when I do, I go to this garage sale. So everybody's trying to... I saw someone that had a garage sale sign that said, "My name is Diego Montero, prepare to buy." So everybody's memeing their garage sales. Jesus Christ, she looks so put out to have to pause in her walk.
We've got gadgets.
Gizmos aplenty. See, these guys are going to be quirky. Will the garage sale live up to their quirky signs? You'll find out soon enough, because here we go. And remember, we're taking the critical eye of Chris Honeywell, the hairy, sweaty, greasy, bloodshot eye of Sauron will fall upon this quirky garage sale. We'll see.
Can I add the adjective squinky?
Squinky. Oh, I do have one squinky eye. I know you're me, Pappy, because you got the same squinky eye.
Whoa!
All right.
Lots of bikes.
All right, guys. So
that's LOTSA. Lots of.
Time to put up or shut up, garage sale.
Get it straight, buddy. There she is again. That's like three times.
So...
Whoa.
It doesn't look like it's happening.
It's coming. We're on Seneca. That's the Everything Must Go sale. And,
It looks like maybe the people who were running it went... They, like, pulled the tent down over the
tables. We gotta go now.
Well, that garage sale, it was shit. It was not as quirky or exciting as they thought.
Hustle, hustle.
But yeah, just an update. Not much to see there.
No, but we're just driving up and down the main thoroughfare here in East Irondequoit, and like every street's got a sale. It seems like every street. So we're just zigging and we're zagging. I know there's one down there, even though there's not a sign.
There is a sign, but it's very there. See, there it is. It's right here. It says big moving sale with really small lettering on there.
The sign.
In a tiny little garage. Oh, look at that kid's on his green machine. Look at that. Woo! He's got a turning on a dime. Yeah. What kind of shit is that? Alright.
We don't want to get it.
Alright. Well, if you guys remember a couple years ago when we went to that one place that creeped us out and it was like a serial killer house, we're walking up to this other place and it's like moving sale inside. And he goes, this is, remember that other place? And it's just like, and I'm like, you mean the serial killer place? Yes, same vibe, yes. Then we go in, exact same vibe. Empty house with stuff laying around in a really kind of like close personal space guy hovering over you going, hey, how's it going?
Oh, very homely.
Pictures of like him with his happy family, like little kids and wife, except they're not there and all their toys are for sale. Like it's just this guy like fed his family through the wood chipper like yesterday and like is now like getting enough money to flee to, you know, the other side of the country.
Was that a dog or a cat?
That was a cat. Shaved, except for its head.
Oh, my God.
And
I've never seen a shaved cat before.
I have. They hate it. I saw Gringo. Remember Gringo?
Well, yeah,
I saw Gringo get shaved.
But that's because Gringo had fleas or something, didn't he?
No, Lyndon and his friends just decided they were going to shave.
They shaved him like a Dr. Seuss character.
Yes.
I'd be pissed off, too, if I was a cat.
Yeah, he was, well, he was a street cat, and he was a badass.
Right.
And he was not.
And they made him look like an...
I walked up, and he was standing outside in his, looking like a fucking hedge. And I just look at him and I start laughing. I'm like, oh, Gringo. And he just looked at me and went. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Anyway, that place was creepy. We got the fuck out of there as soon as possible. Anything specific you're looking for? Yeah, Jackson. I know when I see it. I'm not seeing it. Okay, well, thanks, bye.
Tell your friends. Oh, I will.
Oh, we sure will.
We just did.
We'll tell our whole audience about you, you fucking family chipper.
Yeah!
All right, well, maybe we'll have better. Well, we're having a good day. Johnny's having a better, like, financial day, like, stuff to sell day. Me? Maybe I'm having a good day on that stuff. I don't know. We're going to have to get
home. So you're saying it's versus double ching versus one ching?
Yeah, maybe. But then again, maybe there's a big market for Gerald Ford photo plates. I don't know. Not like plates like eat off a plate. Like a plate like for printing a magazine. In the back of them, they say page 1, page 37. So it's probably like illustrations from a book or magazine about Gerald Ford.
A little bit about myself. I'm sitting night doom scrolling on Facebook. This guy has a whole thing about eating like presidents of the United States. And then he was doing first ladies of the United States.
Wait, did you say eating like... Eating?
Yes, like he's a chef.
So he's cooking their favorite meals.
Right.
I thought you meant like eating like presidents of the United... I thought that like was like a Valley Girl like, you know, in English, the like presidents of the United... So he
mean
was
like the band? Like he went to Seattle?
He goes to their grave and he digs up like a little bit of LBJ and like takes it home and makes jerky out of it or something. That's what I was thinking. That's where my brain went at first.
I thought it was Lady Bird.
Yeah, Lyndon Spain jerky.
But anyways, Betty Ford, big cottage cheese fan and alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of, I mean, actually, there's, like, a lot of people are coming out as cottage. I love cottage cheese. Cottage cheese is delicious.
Well, I like the pineapple cottage cheese. I'm not allowed to buy it and put it in our fridge.
Really?
No, the missus is just, she's afraid that she's going to accidentally grab it and eat it.
It could happen, yeah. Well,
and I am verboten from.
Oh my god! It looks like regular cottage cheese, but it sort of looks like regular cottage cheese that's gone bad. That's the only drawback of the pineapple cottage cheese. Is it looks?
Well, it's definitely not healthy. It's more of a dessert than it is a health food.
Yeah, it's just it's just protein basically, and depending on what kind you get, it's got some fat in there too.
Right.
But
how about the bacon, if they put bacon in there?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that.
Bacon and cottage cheese. I used to eat cottage cheese, mustard, and sprout sandwiches on rye bread when I was in high school. That's what I thought was like a delicious
sandwich. You were trying to figure out why you were still single.
Delicious sandwich. Well, I don't think I was... I know why I was single. And, like, I had so many opportunities in that small town... I was just afraid of getting fucking trapped, like my friends who got trapped.
Obsession?
No. Obsession is about a woman. The girl in Obsession is the victim of the movie. She is the victim of a spell put on her by a guy that takes away all her. You know, self-control, her control of herself, and turns her into a monster because he couldn't be just like, oh, I want this girl to, oh my God, look at this, what is the bumper sticker hat? I'm a Trump girl, get over it. I didn't say I had a problem with it, lady. Don't tell me to get over it. I'm...
Go Bills!
I don't give a shit. You can Trump lady all you want. Assuming I'm pissed off. I'm not pissed off, you fucking shit lady. But yeah, it's about the guy having a fucked up view of like what a woman falling in love with him should be, and it turns her into a monster. I don't know. I've heard it's okay. I've heard it's
we're gonna hit that one
a little overrated. I want to see the Backrooms more than I want to see Obsession. I sort of want to see Obsession just to see what it is. Why, you know, for some reason, it's like a meme sensation amongst the Zoomers. So I'm very interested in why, you know, what kind of movie it is that, like, is getting them all excited.
I'm strongly considering seeing Supergirl tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. It's out already. People are already complaining about that movie, but I haven't heard a real review of it yet.
I've heard several just like headline reviews saying, I liked it.
Yeah.
So I figured it's going to be just like the movie last year.
Yeah.
And I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's I heard it's from some sort of sort. There's some source material for that version of Supergirl.
Yeah, it's more recent, though.
I mean, that's what you would do for a more recent movie.
Well, the problem, as I told you, is they changed her character, or they turned her into a bad girl. And pre-crisis, she wasn't like that.
Well,
you know,
I mean, that, you know, I think just this is a shitty way to try to do stuff, but, like, and I've noticed ever since the 80s anyway, they've tried, you know, you want to get a sort of more... They tried to make all their characters more irreverent for younger people to like, and... Yeah.
Get this one?
Yeah, might as well. All right. We'll be back. We're talking about, like, movies and shit.
Yeah,
anyway.
Cottage cheese, for God's sakes.
Cottage cheese.
Would you stop?
Betty Ford's cottage cheese.
Why are you saying that while looking at that old lady's legs?
Exactly. There's even some pineapple chunks in there. All right, welcome to Garage Sale Gloat. We're taking a twist today. 3/4 of the way through our trip, we have a ride-along, a training, it's training day, it's Denzel Washington-style training day. We're going to show her the seedy side of the garage sale, show her how sometimes you got to fight and kill to survive.
Stand up straight.
Exactly. Keep your hands out of your pockets.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Don't look anybody in the eye. Oh, yeah. We're not pulling any punches.
Always make them.
We're going to bring her back alive.
I was
going to
say that. Can you just bring her back?
Yeah.
One piece? Can it be multiple pieces to add up to one?
They're like, was it a coincidence that both of them got life insurance policies on their daughter the week before? Yes.
Yes, it is coincidence.
We have the daughter of Johnny Bueno, the man you've been listening to all these years. Ellie, say hi. Are you excited?
I am excited. I haven't been garage sailing since I was like 10, so it's been a decade.
Yeah. Wait. He's your dad, and you haven't been garage sailing since you were 10. Why were you just not interested?
I usually couldn't wake up early enough.
She's honest too.
Well, yeah, we are picking you up at 12:39. How long have you been up for?
2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Well, we have a 38-minute jaunt.
Oh, to Avon?
Yes.
I said Avon earlier, and I noticed it. You were just like, oh, wrong.
Well, first we got to pass Chili to get to Avon.
I was just like, well, that one at Avon, and you're like, well, the garage sale in Avon.
Which is really the closest flea market that everyone tends to go to.
See, I'm not. I didn't originate from these parts, so I don't play their game of fancying up their names. I go to Charlotte.
This is Charlotte. Charlotte. We're crossing over into Charlotte.
Charlotte, and then every once in a while I go to Leroy too.
It's Leroy.
Leroy. If it was Leroy, it would be L-E-R-O-I-X.
No, it's properly. L, capital L, small E, capital R, Leroy.
Okay.
Don't make me mad!
Except it's Leroy. And we're going off to Avon, and we're going to get some soap and perfumes.
It's the home of your favorite burger place, Tom Walls. Frosty mugs. You like frosty mugs, don't you?
I do like frosty mugs. Now that you mention it. I didn't wake up this morning thinking about it, but yeah.
We're going to get stuck.
Did you know that A&W root beer has that frosty mug taste? But only A&W's got that frosty mug taste.
Have you ever been to an A&W restaurant?
Yes.
So there used to be one in Baraboo, Wisconsin, where I used to support the can plant back in the day. And I would fancy myself about once a year to hit the old A&W until it closed.
A lot of them were car hop places.
Yeah, this one was definitely kind of sad, but I had to go at least once or twice to check out. As opposed to the Ho-Chunk Casino, which...
The last time I was in an A&W was in International Falls, Minnesota, and that was where the dreaded degreaser incident happened. Did I ever tell that story?
You might have, but I know that you kind of wrestle when I pick on you about working in Frostbite Falls.
It was Frostbite Falls. I was there. I worked in the summer, though, so it was... Basically, tick bites falls in the summer.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I think I saw you at the Primus show back in the day with the 24/7 spies right before you went there.
Probably, yeah. I definitely went to that show. That was the first time that I'd heard of Big Hair.
Yeah.
Big Hair opened up for him.
That was their second show.
And Todd swears that he was not influenced by Primus at all, even though he played and sang exactly like Les Claypool. Play cool.
Yep.
Play cool. Less play cool.
Yeah.
That should be his alternate name.
No, my dad and I were in International Falls, and we went to A&W Root Beer for a meal. And International Falls is, as its name, right on the Canadian border. And so we got in
there.
It's
way up there.
It's way up there. It is usually like the coldest place in the country any given winter.
Yep.
David Letterman used to call there regularly to get weather reports.
That's right.
And he would call the bar that we used to drive by every day to go to work. But so we're at the A&W, and it was the Canadian. There's Canadian people there. There's American people there. A Canadian family got some fries, and they asked if they could have some vinegar with their fries because they're Canadians. Right. That's how they do it up there.
That's how I do it, too.
So they go, of course you can, and they bring them, like, those little paper serving cups.
Right.
A couple of those with...
Soufflé cups.
Soufflé cups. Paper soufflé cups filled with clear liquid.
Uh-oh.
And they're all dipping their fries in it and eating it. And you see them after a couple minutes going, does this taste funny to you? And then the other one would dip it and taste it and go, it tastes kind of funny. And they're like, so they're Canadian, so they go up and they're like, oh, excuse me, you know, no big deal, but we got the we got the vinegar, and I don't think it's vinegar, maybe it was something else. And so they take it in the back, and the kid comes out, he goes, oh man, I'm so sorry, but our vinegar dispenser is right by our degreaser dispenser. And he's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, hey, you know, we can refund your meal. Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Can you just bring us out some vinegar, please? And
all those Canadians are made of sterner stuff.
So my dad's sitting there, and I can see his fucking brain working. And he goes, he goes up to the Canadian family. He's like, hi, I'm a lawyer. And I was just noticing, you know, you might have a lawsuit here. And they were like, oh, no, 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 no. And he's just like, I'm just kidding. And just joking. Then he goes up to the counter.
Oh, no.
And he calls a kid over. And he goes, hey, I just saw what happened with those guys over there. And I got some fries, and they're kind of greasy. Do you think I could try some of that degreaser? Do you think that would make my fries less greasy? And the kid's like, no. And he's like, no, I'll pay for it. They would not give him the degree. They would not give him the degree. So to their benefit, to their credit.
Well, they're no fun. But anyways.
Yeah.
So we're off our way to this interesting police ahead. 2 minutes. It's the Popo. See that?
Oh, wow. Oh, excellent. I didn't know that it would actually squeal on the pigs.
It does squeal on the pigs.
I'm surprised.
That's the one thing the smart... They'll make sure they deprogram that for 27, that's for sure. So we got a half hour until we get to this magical instrument place. And it's got a lot of other stuff, too. Collectibles and et cetera. There was all... What was that, Ellie? Like that Mace Windu thing. What was that?
It was a Mace Windu Pepsi cutout. Cardboard cutout.
Oh, I know exactly. I know exactly what it is.
So,
I see
what's else. See what's left of the carcass that we can pick.
Nora's cousins had that. It's a standee.
Yes.
They had that standee in their living room in entry into their house. And they had it positioned so when you walked in, you didn't see it at first, and you'd come around a corner, and it would be looming at you and scare the hell out of you.
Kind of like
every time.
Kind of like what Barb did in the basement with Bruce Smith peeking out behind the furnace.
Just sort of in the shadow, sort of, and he might have the Jedi hood on, but I don't.
No, he's got the sword.
He's got his lightsaber. It's like a drawn lightsaber sort of pose.
Yeah, no, he's bald. He doesn't have the hood on. I'm pretty sure. Of course, I'm kidding.
No, I'm pretty sure you're right. We'll find out. Let's see. Here's a challenge. We'll see if we remember between now and then. Because for the people listening, it's going to go black. And all of a sudden, we're going to come back and we're going to be like, well, we're done in Avon. And blah, blah, blah. And we're off to blah, blah, blah. But
Who knows what we'll run into?
Ladder Road.
Are we gonna? All right. Well, we'll be back anyway. I'm just getting ready to have regular conversation with Jack, but that's not for you guys.
I don't wanna get drafted.
Not for you guys.
I don't wanna get drafted.
This is Frank Zappa, by the way.
I don't wanna get drafted.
I don't get half an hour to get back to civilization.
Hello, back to Garage Sale Gloat. Before we go into the garage sale, we're listening to some Frank Zappa. Johnny Bueno's telling his daughter, you know, that's some Frank Zappa right there. But as an aspiring sound person, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. He was the sound guy for Milestones a lot and for a lot of the summer festivals. And he was like, a real sound person is going to, in a bar, is probably going to use Frank Zappa to put to mix the sound out, you know, to adjust the sound, because they know it's like really well mixed and it's cool. But when you play out in public, you got to play Steely Dan. That's how you know you got a good sound man. He's testing the sound system with Steely Dan.
Yeah, man.
He even had specific Steely Dan songs that I guess covered the full spectrum of what you would have to sound check. Although probably every Steely Dan song includes all those tonal qualities.
It's just so funny because whenever they get interviewed, every last one of them is just like, just really just simple blues number that they just were messing around with. It's always the same story. It's just such a simple, you know, they're just toying around and just a throwaway thing that they were just toying with. It's like, okay, all right.
What, Steely Dan?
Yeah.
And it became the epitome of soundcraft. Anyway, we just went to the Avon. But you know what? I will call it Avon because I am pleased.
Ron Mesh is the name of the guy you were talking about.
No, it wasn't Ron Mesh. Okay. It was an older guy. Ron Mesh wasn't that. This guy wasn't being pretentious. He was a little balding guy. He was very much like Danny Deutsch. I think he and Danny Deutsch were good friends. And you know who he looked like? Remember in the... Oh, God. Sorry, guys, listening to this. Remember the guy in the Untrue But Believable documentary who was the agent? And he looked sort of like Robert Vaughn? That's the sound guy I'm thinking of. He looks kind of like that actor Robert Vaughn, like the hairline... Like he looks like he'd be the mayor of Amityville, but the rock and roll version of the mayor of Amityville.
Anyway,
we got to this garage sale, all the way in Avon,
half an hour away.
And well, I found my banjo, nice 5-string banjo, even almost in tune, and even on the way out, had an old feller go like, you know how to play that? Yes, I do. Play us a song. And I'm just like, wow, this guy's like my grandfather. He's calling the bluff. I call your bluff.
Well, so, what else is he going to do?
So I played him
He's just there to make sure that things are happening. Kind of like our old guy.
Yeah.
At home. He's just going to make sure that he's in the mix and, yeah. You know, he gets his 2 cents in.
What's going on over here? But I wowed them with two chords rocked back and forth, and they were just like, okay.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Playing him the intro to Fuck the Man, or the intro to any number of zillion songs that start up on... It all started, though, with just a simple blues song on the banjo.
Right.
That's how it all started.
It's funny how that works. Anyway, you finally got your banjo.
Puppy's Bar and Grill.
It's the 19th hole.
Welcome to Puppy's 19th hole. Puppies are only supposed to have 2 holes, guys.
What's going on
in Puppy's Bar and Grill?
Not what I'm done with them.
What's going on there is unnatural, but we are in Avon, New York. So there might be a lot of, there's some unnatural things going on in Avon, New York. There's some sick puppies here, if you get my drift.
I think I do.
Like, they need a doctor, sick puppies.
What do we have here? Railroad Street. It is a...
Go figure that would be Railroad
Duffy's
Street.
That's Duffy's.
Ooh, I like the trading post. That looks like it. That the trading post looks fun.
Okay.
It's just a big barn full of antiques, it looks like.
But, well, I have us going back to Crochester through the country instead of taking the highway.
But you also, what did you get at that? You got some items there.
I got
there.
A tarot deck.
Another tarot deck. Tarot deck number 3 for Johnny Bueno today.
Yep. I got a Mannheim Steamroller CD, brand new, for $1. Actually, 50 cents. I got that...
Look at this Mad Max vehicle ahead of us.
Yeah. I got that button. Remember the button I had? It's still, you're never too old to laugh at a fart.
Oh, you did get that button. I remember you showing me the button. I did not know that you that you pulled the trigger on that button.
And then I bought that, the thriving metropolis of Caledonia.
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't pull the trigger on that button. You pulled the finger on that button.
Speaking of which, look at that finger. The Dance Emporium. Not
Ooh.
What you think. Not Ooh. What you think. Oh, I got that.
I don't know. What am I supposed... I don't know what I'm thinking, because I thought something very wholesome at first, and then I thought something unwholesome.
Right.
And now I don't know which one I was supposed to... one I jumped...
How come it... I mean, Dance and Emporium, that doesn't... That, to me, just speaks of, like, belly dancing or worse.
I was picturing, like, little girls... dresses for their, like, for either for pageants or, you know, or for, like, high school, you know,
I thought it
high
was a
school
strip club.
Play or something.
I thought it was a strip club.
Well, that's my second thought of it was, oh, wait, that's right, it's probably a strip club, but I don't know. We might have to look it up when we get home and see what it is. Oh, by the way, Mace Windu did have his hood down. We remembered it correctly.
And we took pictures. We'll prove it.
Yeah, we got pictures to prove it.
And then my big score was that podcast microphone.
Yeah. It's not, like, super expensive one, but for $10, it's nice. And it's a, you know, nice right. USB and
Ellie,
no frills.
Ellie was passing on stuff. There's all these nice microphones with goosenecks and stands.
I probably should have bought that little mixing board that they had preamp there.
That was nice. Why didn't you pull the trigger on the mixing board?
Because I was pulling the finger on my banjo.
No, I'm asking our special guest.
Oh.
Being a sound engineer and all, you don't know. What's lesson number
one? Dude, she can just solder one of those together in her spare time if she needs one on the fly.
It's like B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, aggressive. B-E, aggressive.
Wow. I think my eardrums just aggressively burst.
What's that, big man? That's all I got. That's all I have.
I'm focused on the Mad Max truck ahead of us. This is rusty old truck that's like all reinforced.
I'm surprised we haven't come across a compost like smell yet.
This is the terrain when I was growing up, the like farmland, upstate New York farmland, hilly terrain that I was biking everywhere. Like if I wanted to go visit Mike Cross, I would ride through like three and a half hours of this. Until I got to the next town, or
this
Scott
could potentially
Gardner.
Be a very long show because now that we're on the west side and we're like on the way west side,
yeah. This is the west side. The west.
This is the southwest side.
This is we're so west side that it's now become farmland instead of
right.
The funky west side.
But we're coming back into it. There's like sales till 5 o'clock, so either we run out of energy and we melt. Or we run out of money, or we just starve to death. But, I've got a whole page of West Side sales.
Excellent. Well, we'll be back in just moments for you.
Don't make me mad.
all started as a simple blues song, Johnny. Anyway, we just hit a... We're in the weird little suburbs
of Churchville.
I actually got some interesting books here. I got the Random House Book of Jokes and Anecdotes, just out of curiosity. But Peter Popper's Pun Book. And this was... There's a press... A book to Peter Popper Press. And my parents had a bunch of these. And they were all little joke books and stuff with goofy little 50s James Thurber looking illustrations. And I got the Indoor Birdwatcher's Manual, which is... I thought it might be about indoor birds, but it's basically people as birds. It looks like a cool... The stool pigeon, the barred shyster, the flat-footed flycatcher, the great American deficit, the queen dowager, the quick gander. And he's like staring at a woman's legs.
Yeah, baby.
The overstuffed camisole. So that looks like a neat book. And I got...
That's just rude.
Okay, so you know what sells really good on the internet?
Suggestive.
Old raunchy book, joke books. Like, you know, world's dirtiest jokes.
Know what else sells, I found out?
Truly tastiest jokes.
Furry stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Yes, it does.
Same idea. Stuff that's taboo.
There, books of ethnic humor. You know, there was the one guy who basically did, you know, he would do the Republican joke book, and then you'd flip it over and it'd be like the Democrat joke book. Or, like, one of them's like the Italian, like, I don't know why these are flip side of each other, but the Italian joke book, and on the flip side's the Jewish book of Jewish jokes. Polish jokes, you know.
Or Catholic and Jewish.
Yeah, so they're all tasteless, totally, you know, politically incorrect joke books. You know, if you have a collection of them, you can sell them. They go for like 10, 15 bucks a piece. Well, I've got a whole bunch of them. But I'm going to add the world's collection of church of jokes for church.
Isn't that special?
And I'm going to add this to... I'll have the most wholesome joke book with some of the most nastiest joke book. Let's check out a world's greatest collection of church joke. It's called Cough It Up. Already sounding nasty, right? Mother, quick, Henry, call the doctor. Johnny just swallowed a nickel. Father, I think we ought to send out for the minister. He can get the money out of anybody. Hey! Hey, that one worked. Super Bowl Sunday. Quarterback sneak. Church members quietly leaving during the invitation. Halftime. The period between Sunday school and worship when many choose to leave. Okay, I don't get the church jokes. It says garage sale. 25.
Oh, Hutton. She's got the eyes. Us old farts, we can't see anything.
Yeah, I have to get much closer to see that. All right, we will be back. Spending way too much money today. Been a bad boy. I just bought a taxidermied fox. Yeah. Tip to the nose to the tip end of the tail fox. Four legs.
Tail. I took a picture of him because I thought he was too fancy to at least not take a picture hanging upside down on the hanger.
No, poor little... Oh, my God.
I think you can figure out your photo for the week on this
one. Oh, yeah, we're there. We're there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to torture my cat with this. I'm going to have to hide this from the cat. She's going to shred this thing.
She's
going to try and hump it because she is not spayed.
I want to hump it.
And this guy's hot to trot. I'm assuming it's a guy. I'm not calling it.
Oh, Randy.
I mean, Fox beats Weasel, right? Right? Right?
Every time.
Every time. Every time. Guys, I have a whole fox. $20 fox. My second taxidermy.
Well,
with the new house.
You got the snake.
Oh, you're right. The snake, and I got the a pheasant too, and now a fox. So I've got bird, I've got
mammal.
Mammal. Well, a bird's a mammal too, but a bird, a land mammal, and a lizard. Or, well, a reptile.
Cold blooded.
Is it a reptile or an amphibian?
No, it's a reptile.
Reptile. All right. Okay, another garage sale. I'm going to pass out with just joy today. It's been too good of a day. It's been a great year so far, right?
Yeah.
We had one day that was only off because it was just not as good as the week before. But I don't think we've really had a clunker yet.
No.
That's sort of how it went last year, too.
We went to Linda Lane before.
Is that Linda Lane?
Yeah. That's pretty wild that we're, like, circling around this neighborhood. We're at Linda Lane, like...
I was getting all ready to badmouth. I was ready to get on here and go, like, well, imagine Super Weirdo Land not yielding anything, you know, as my 20 years experience.
I got a couple cool things.
Yeah, I mean, I got my fox. I got my fox.
I got my, my motocross bike book. $1 $1 from 1975 with Roger DaCosta. I love Roger DaCosta. I'll take your word for it. Okay.
All right, what's going on? Is this another garage sale or is somebody having a party up here? Remember, it's definitely graduation party season. That looks like a graduation party tent.
Oh, yeah.
Behind that house.
It says senior.
Yep.
I'm not sure what gave it away.
So they're all old folks, right? All right, we're done.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That should be a record.
We just went and got some ramen, a ramen place. I didn't actually get some ramen. I got
neither
like
did I.
Fried chicken, but we went to a ramen place. Very good.
Ellie did. Ellie got ramen.
Yeah, and they gave her like a ladle, monster-sized ladle spoon. It's kind of cool. That place, not afraid of flavor. Not scared, not intimidated at all by flavor.
It's called Crave. It's pretty good.
That would make sense. That you crave the flavor.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really get a lot the whole second half of the day, that's for sure.
No, we went to...
a whole shit ton after
that. We're in Super Weirdo Land, which is infamously... boring. People have just boring garage sales there. Even the one that I got the fox from. The fox was the, you know, not boring thing. But I mean, we were going to sale after sale after sale there in Gates and just being like, yeah, okay. Oh, you guys having a bit of a moment there.
I'm driving. Sorry. Just trying to keep it on the road.
Okay. What, like you get paid for keeping it on the road? I mean...
it's better than a cookie or a chest to pin it on, I suppose.
I guess. It's better than a stick in the eye! I haven't heard somebody... I think all the people who used to say that are dead now.
I still say it at work.
That's a thing you say at work.
It is. It's like, well... could be worse.
Could be being anally probed right now. Oh, geez. Here's somebody's... Need a hot tub? Are they, maybe they're going to make it into a Virgin Mary shrine. Oh, my God. They're going to put a Virgin Mary in that hot tub.
Kind of like your nativity scene that you had, like, the little devil...
Yeah.
Casper. The Casper ghost in the manger. That was pretty good. So, yeah, that was kind of weird. I got, like, that one book. That was really about it. There's a guy behind me who's very confused trying to cross traffic right now. It's like, yeah, that's why they have crosswalks, man. And he's holding his can of something like it's a beer. Oh, he's just playing in traffic.
Where is he?
He's my... 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well...
Is he beer drinking?
We are in an outpatient area.
There's
several places where people could be going for mental health around here, so... Although it's 5 o'clock on a Saturday, they probably should all be let loose by now. Maybe he just gave some plasma at the plasma place and he's feeling a little goofy.
That'd be good. Do they pay good money for that?
I don't know. I think so. I would hope so.
Plasma.
It depends on what you consider good money. I have a feeling like the people who are giving plasma any money is good money at some point. Although there's a lot of people who give plasma to make rent and stuff, so... If you're doing it to make rent, it's got to be, like, in the hundreds, right?
If you're going to give like you mean it. Like, give bone marrow or something.
Ugh.
You know? Be real.
That's horror. That's like...
Strike that from the tape, would you?
No. Nope. You're not weaseling out of that bone marrow. Bone marrow. The National Bone Marrow Society is going to have words with you, Johnny.
Hi, this is Jillian. I just had a bone marrow transplant. I'd like to talk with you.
Do you have a problem with bone marrow transplants, asshole? So anyway.
I was like, where'd you go? The Jell-O Museum? Hey! It's horse.
But,
it's
horse. I got totally tricked down this road the other day looking for that estate sale by Colleen. It was like right across the street from me, but I followed her signs down until I came here, and then I came up here and then back into my neighborhood, and I'm like, God damn it, I just went like 3/4 of a mile for
that
no
That was
reason.
Probably one of the more entertaining things of this afternoon is the fact that we, like, drove on the same street 3 different times.
Yeah.
To get to these different sales.
To get to the sales where there's nothing, nothing good.
Crissin and Crossin. And they were all, like, sizable sales. They weren't, like...
Did you buy anything?
No.
Not the whole day.
Not a single.
Not a single thing.
Well, she's got... You would think, well, I mean, she just had her grad party, but she's got her car loan and... Why am I speaking for you? Anyways,
I'm just saying that that younger generation, they don't value having tons of shit all around in their houses.
She doesn't have to because her parents do it for her.
Right.
Grasso, that's a grass. That's right there. Oh, it's 9. We almost had one on.
Yeah, now there's a whole subgenre of people online griping about their collections that they've inherited from their parents.
I saw that one that you were talking about last week about the guy talking about his dad's album collection.
Yeah.
And he pulled out the Rage Against the Machine CD. Upside
going
down.
Going through some of my late dad's albums.
Grandpa.
Grandpa's
albums.
We're going to listen to what Grandpa was listening to. And he pulls out a Rage Against the Machine CD. That might just be rage bait, but you can't tell because it's legitimate because his grandpa could have been listening to Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah. It's very possible. I mean, that was 1990.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Almost twice your lifetime ago.
Jesus, I still think of the 90s as like modern times. The 90s are like the 50s.
96 is 30 years ago. Kids. And that's part of my barometer sometimes when I'm buying comic books. Because sometimes comic books, even though I made a lot of them, like there was an implosion in the mid to late 90s where there wasn't as many comics being made. That's when Marvel was like 97, 98 on the brink of bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's when I was like I had gone to luckily I found Andy at the Village Gate. And he had lots of undergrounds, so I would go in there and get all undergrounds and alternatives and stuff. But I remember going, oh, let's see what all the superhero stuff that I used to read when I was a kid is doing. And it's just like, oh, no, thank you.
I mean, everybody was wearing mullets and like...
Yeah, it was terrible.
You know,
no, they were humping...
Shoulder pad jackets and...
They all wanted to be million zillionaires like Todd McFarlane. And they all start... Everybody was just... copying everything and trying to figure out every gimmick,
right,
to sell multiple copies of, and all of a sudden everybody became little investors, and it was just terrible. I don't know how many, like, I remember when Nora's cousins were like moving and they're like, can you sell some stuff, we got some valuable like comics to sell, and it's just like multiple, like I think it was like almost half a comic box full of like X-Force number one or something like that, and it was like, and then they're like, well, let's look this up on eBay. Yeah. Well, I have some bad news. You might not be able to give these away.
Do you have a bird? Because you might be able to line their cage for a long time.
Yeah, you might be able to keep that. Oh, look at this. I knew we had deer. Trudy's probably on the porch right now. Flipping the fuck off. Yeah, somebody ate, see the top of our flowers? Look at that guy just hit. Oh my God, I fucking love it.
It's a young buck.
I have a new, sorry, before I empty my stuff out, I gotta go back and commune with this deer. All right, guys, Garage Sale Gloat. Time to commune with the deer, man.
With your little fox. I got a banjer, yes I do. I got a banjer, man, it sucks for you. I got a banjo gonna sing all day. I got a banjo gonna make them pay and pay and pay. And